Support for GLT's Grow comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, a huge selection of plants, gardening tools, and lawn and garden advice at Wendell Niepegan's on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington, where you're more than a customer, you're a friend. Details at niepegans.com. This is GLT.
Mulch is a garden must-have, but what kind is best for you? I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field. From the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences, it's Patrick Murphy. Hello, Murph.
Hi, Laura.
Today on GLT's Grow, we have a question from Ron in Normal. He says he's heard you, Murph, say to use hardwood mulch instead of pine straw in the garden. And Ron says he likes the appearance of pine straw better and was wondering what's wrong with using it.
Well, let's think about when I said that. Perhaps I was saying it as one of the mulches that I prefer, because
okay.
I even have a promo where I talk about my fondness of mulch and oatmeal and mashed potatoes.
That's right.
But I'm a big fan of the pine mulch. And even Cosmo Kramer from Seinfeld knows you got to mulch.
That's right.
You got to mulch. And mulches all have different appearances, but they all have one thing in common, is that they create consistency in the soil for temperature. Moisture level is maintained at a longer consistent level with the presence of mulch, the use of mulch. And for the organic mulches like the pine straw, shredded hardwood, and various nuggets, they break down with time, returning organic matter to the soil, and that's a win-win-win.
Yeah, that is a good situation right there.
And I think that another thought I had about the pine straw mulch is a lot of pine straw mulch that you see for sale in the bag at a retailer or at a nursery is a byproduct from the furniture belt. That's the southeast part of the country.
The Carolinas.
Georgia, the red pines that grow there, a lot of logging and is done for furniture and interior construction purposes.
Yeah.
And the pine straw is a byproduct of that. Pine straw looks fantastic when it's first installed. It sometimes has some greater depth to it because it's this fibrous Excelsior type pieces of dried pine straw, and they don't smash flat. It takes a few rains and some breaking down of the sun. If you live in the Midwest where it snows, that'll help smash down the pine straw so it's nice and close to the ground. So For the listener that likes the pine straw here locally, I wonder, where are you getting it? Are you pulling it out from underneath of your white pines and then rebroadcasting it elsewhere? I like the sound of that. I like repurposing, and
yeah,
that's some organic gardening right there. The pine straw that falls from the pine needles is a result of white pines lose all of their needles over two sheddings per year.
I see.
So there is an opportunity to pick them up off the ground. But if you had a whole lot of pine trees, you could have a lot of pine mulch and, kind of take care of that expense without having to go buy it at the store.
You know, but if you've got a problem with your white pine and those needles drop, and you take those needles and you put them in another place, would you be spreading the problem?
The potential is there. Now, I don't know if the sudden needle and evergreen disease that's common on a lot of adaptable evergreens in the Midwest, it's not as common with the white pine. White pines are native to the Midwest, and they're one of the few evergreens that we can plant that is native.
I didn't know that.
And we've got the Virginia red cedar, but they do have cedar apple rust host problems.
Mm.
But the mulches, I think, are an interesting deal because there's so many things that are turned into mulch. They can grind up corn cobs to make mulch. There's the nuggets that we see. They all have a different use. A lot of times they're decorative and gardening friendly at the same time. Some mulch can even be in the form of recycled glass or broken pieces of brick or decorative stone.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, debating the merits of pine straw as mulch. And I do know that they also use rubber as mulch, too.
That's right. I've seen the rubber playground mulch and pathway mulches. The nice thing about the organic mulches like the pine straw mulch is that they just go on top of bare earth. You really should not lay them on top of fabric or underlayment or plastic.
Oh, well, why?
What happens a lot of times is that underlayment or fabric, it lets the water through, but it captures the soil particles on top of the fabric, but below your mulch. So then you have a well-mulched environment for weeds to grow and to germinate. Now, if you're an attentive gardener, this is not much of a concern, because a lot of attentive gardeners that put fabric and such under mulch, they have the personality that allows them to do that successfully, and they keep pulling those. Wow, those weeds have weak roots. They're poorly attached. Well, that plastic or that underlayment is the barrier that's allowing that soil to collect.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put the underlayment and plastic under your mulches, pine straw, shredded hardwood, whatever, you're taking away some of the benefits of the mulch breaking down and returning organic matter to the soil.
Yeah, and as you said, that's win-win-win.
That's a win-win-win. And, you know, just so everybody knows, like when it rains and snows on our mulch, that's when we're recouping a lot of the benefits, because this tea of water filled with soil particles and organic stuff is what results when snow melts on the mulch and then the soil absorbs the water. Same thing with the rain. We get all that stuff that's floating around on the surface, and it catches some of it, it filters some of it. And mulches are great too, because they can help us in parts of the garden where we haven't figured out a solution yet, but we don't want a big bare spot of dirt for other weeds to set in and establish themselves.
I feel all inspired to go out and get some mulch this weekend.
I am always fascinated by the many gardens I've been privileged to visit and the various things I've seen used in as mulch. And the organic ones, I've seen the peanut shells from peanut used. We've all heard and smelled the cocoa shell mulch, because it's a byproduct of harvesting coca. I should have said cocoa.
Coca
is, I think, what they're making cocaine out of.
We're not
touching that.
No way.
But a lot of the mulches need to be 2.5 to 3 inches thick as they cover the earth to prevent weeds from germinating and to offer that kind of insulating or consistency creating benefit. Pine straw mulch is particularly interesting because it retains a color that is a good background for the foliage and the flowers that exist in the landscape. I think in many ways it's superior to shredded hardwood, which is my favorite Midwestern mulch, organic mulch. The pine straw keeps kind of a light brown, dusty color, and it can be very attractive. And when you're collecting the white pine needles, if that's what the listener is doing, they have a kind of an orangey tan color, and I think that's attractive.
Okay.
Especially in our deep, cold winter here when there's not much green out there.
So it can actually add some color to the landscape
in the winter. Some people appreciate it more than others, but it can. Now, compare that to shredded hardwood. When it goes down, it's a dark, dark brown, like black coffee color.
See, this is what I do. I buy black mulch.
I know my folks do that, and I've had lots of clients over the years that like the black mulch.
You're not losing any color because you're starting off black.
No,
and
but
it's very Coco Chanel approved.
That's right, and I think that the black is also the dark color of the mulch when it originally goes down. It's a great background for all of the foliage and stuff, like the pine straw.
Mm-hmm.
With time, the black mulch, the shredded hardwood, the ponderosa nuggets, all of that will fade to a silver gray. The black does it slower because a lot of times the black mulch is stained. There's a type of biodegradable water porous stain put on there.
Okay. Well, just bear that in mind. And Ron, thank you so much for your question about pine straw. And it's okay. Go ahead and use it. No big deal.
That's great.
It's great that you're using that. Now, next week on GLT's Grow, we're going to help you pick the right holiday tree for your home. There's a lot to choose from, and Murph has a list of the right ones for everyone. If you've got a gardening question or you've got a problem that you'd like to send to Murph, you can do so at our website. Fill in the form and send it along to us. It's wglt.org/grow.